Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav, HaGaon Reb Tzadik HaKohen Milublin, L'Shmo L'Zichro Taivas Kol Nefesh. Wow, what a soul, what a mind. We're Zoche Baruch Hashem to have many of his ksavim still with us today to inspire us, to enlighten us, to elevate us, and to edify us. We're in Os Ayin in the Sefer. We're trying to learn Keseder, V'siyata D'Shmaya. It's a beautiful perush in the Imos Tzedek, which is extremely helpful. As Omer Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Ba'osu Dover Shebo Achisaron Shel Odom, Ba'osu Dover Ve'al Yodeo Atzmo Hu Ma'aloso. Wow. In the very matter where a person has a chisaron, a special unique chisaron, and that very same matter, and through that matter itself, he's very special. Remember that. Remember, if you have a problem, if you have an issue, that is your point of greatness. Kinyan she'amru, like Chazal say, Yishamruzal al vayisperu ale te'ena, that they sowed leaves of a fig tree and they made for themselves coverings, belts. Bedavar shekilkalu, in other words, in the very matter with which they corrupted themselves, because according to one day in Chazal, there are various days, Adam and Chava ate from a forbidden fig tree, not the proverbial apple. It has no source in Chazal, but it does in fiction. So with that fig tree they ate from, bo niskenu, that was their tikkun. So they made a covering for this. After they ate from the tree, they realized they're naked, and that's where they made the covering for themselves. So it's really such an inspiring idea that there's nothing bad. They're the milas that we have that we feel great about. Good looking, we're intelligent, we're personable, we're wealthy, whatever it may be. Hope all of those things and more. And then there are the things that bother us, the chisronos we have. Taiva and gaiva and depression and melancholy and anger and resentment and all those different things. Midas, personal qualities that we lack maybe or feel we lack. So those are our point of greatness. And that's what we had. That was their tikkun. Their tikkun, their kilkel was with the te'ena, and their tikkun was with the te'ena. Val derech ze gam kein, ma'ashamu chazal, b'yom shenechrev habayis noilad Mashiach. On the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the yom of the kilkel, was the yom of the tikkun, is the day of the birth of Mashiach. V'yom chazal, and chazal tell us, Sanhedrin, that by the way is a Yerushalmian brachas, 2-4. It's Zion Amit Beis, but that pale Yerushalmi. The Amru, Minayin L'Schias HaMesim Min HaTorah. How do we know about the resuscitation of the dead? From the Torah. The Gemara brings various proofs. So what's the idea of Tchiyas HaMeisim? Is that the goof, which is really our place of Kilkel, is one day going to be our place of Tikkun. Because it's going to become the Tchiya. And then the Rabbeinu says in brackets, Ratzu l'ramid. The rabbis wanted to be meramis to us. And this Lashon, Minayin l'Tchiyas HaMeisim, Min HaTorah, that kol davar sheba'olam, everything in the world, even if there's a chalos misa, yesh lo shoresh b'Torah. It has a root in Torah. Ritzoni lomar, dveikus b'makor hachayim. Torah is the source of life. And everything has a root in Torah. Everything has a root in life. Shua mitus ratzon Hashem is borach. This is the true will of Hashem. Chaim Birtzono, it says in Tehillim 36. Chaim is through the Ratzon, life is through the Ratzon of Hashem. And if so, the Tchia, the resuscitation, is drawn to the body, the dead body, which is the Shorish of the Kilkul, through the Torah which is the Ratzon of Hashem, is the Shorish of the Guf, and it's Tchia. So the Torah has Mesim, and the Torah has Tchias HaMesim. Because God wants there to be death, and that is going to come much, much greater life. And that's all rooted in the Makor of Chaim in Torah. Every Kilkul has a Tikkun. The Kilkul is the Tikkun. As Rav Huttner has quoted so many times, Sfasema says that in a half a sentence also. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. It's been quoted thousands and thousands. He's not a tzaddik despite the fact that he fell. He is a tzaddik because he fell. V'zeo para latar mitumas meis. And that's the idea of the para. The para is mitar tumas meis. Purifies us from the impurity of death. Even though the para gives birth to the egel. And that, right, the cow gives birth to the calf. So that caused Tumas Meis. We weren't supposed to die. The Cheta Egel caused us to die. So it's the Egel itself, that's the Tikkun. V'amru Zal, that the reason Shetavo Eim V'tekaneach Tzoyas Bina, that the mother should come and clean the feces of her son. Meaning it should be metaka in the Cheta Egel. Hu Shorash HaMisa. So the Egel brought the Misa, and the mother, the root of that Misa, is metaka in the Misa. It purifies us from the impurity of death. Zeu Soas Bina. That's the feces of the son. The psoiles that came out from the Cheta Egel was death. That's the feces. And that's cleaned up by the mother. So the kilkul, at the root of the kilkul is the tikkun. Wow. The lakach nasa gam ken al yidei Yerovam, shehu ayabo shorash Mashiach ben Yosef, sheyetze mizaro me'aviha, shehaya me'utad lehareg, rak Mashiach ben David, Ne'emar Chaim Shal Mimcho Nasat Olo. And because Mitzad Chet HaEgel, there is death in the world, because we veered from the Eitz HaChaim, we went away from the Tree of Life, we went away from the Torah, and that's what brings death. Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. And Egel was also made by none other than Jeroboam. By Yerovam, Melech Yisrael Mishevet Ephraim, he was Mamed Agolim for the Jews, Rav Zara. So that's a tremendous chisaron, obviously. But Yeshehu Hayabo, he had in his soul the Sheresh of Mashiach ben Yosef. Chazal say in the Zohar Kadosh, Sheyetze Mizaroi Shel Yerovam. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come from the seed of Yerovam. In other words, from the seed of Aviyah ben Yerovam, so in the Zohar Chadash in Balak Chelech Aleph Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. In other words, in Mashiach ben Yosef, we are going to find the Tzad HaMaila Shebemisa. The purpose of death is because of Midas Hadin. Mitzad Midas Hadin, for the good of people, that they should bring, it should bring us to Yerushalayim, like it says in Koheles Rabbah 3:14, that ro'ui hoya adam harishain shehaya chai lo'olam kai v'kaim lo'olam, adam should have lived forever. So why did he have misa? Ela ve'elohim asa sheyir'u milifanav, Hashem made it that we should have fear in front of him. Koheles 3:14. So adam should have lived forever, but this is to give us yiras shamayim. And this midah of yira is special for Yosef HaTzadik, like it says a lot in the Sfarim of Rabbeinu, from the fact that it says, Es Elokim Ani Yore, says Joseph, Bereshis 42:18. And in the Sefer Machsheves Chorutz, in Os Zayin, Rabbeinu explains Ba'arichus, the union of the Cheta Egel, and it was that they separated the Kav HaGvura Yira, the line of fear, of power, from the middle line, which is Kav HaTorah. On one side you have Gvura and Yira, on the other side you have Chesed, and in the middle you have Torah. And with that we understand that the Egel is the psoles of Midas Yira Zu that causes Misa in the world. And Mashiach ben Yosef is the koach of Yosef at Tzadik, who's going to be Mechaper. So again, we have Yeravam. Yeravam is Mamid Agolim, which is death, which is the Cheta Ego, which brought death back to the world. And then he is the forebearer, this same Yeravam ben Avot, of Yosef, who's Midas Yira, and that is Mitakein, the death in the world, because the whole reason there's death is to bring us to Yira, and Yosef himself is Yira. Es Elokim Ani Yore. So, in Mashiach ben Yosef, that again is, he's ben Yosef, right? So that brings life to the world. And hu ma'uta shayim usad lehareg, he is going to be killed al kiddush Hashem. And mochem is gog u'magog, not b'toras onesh, because he is naki legamre, but rather, like Rabbeinu writes in Poket Akarim in Otzhei, lechaper al b'nei Yisrael, to be mechaper for us, ke'adu merigat tzadikim esad esar rugei malch melucha. As we know from the secret of those tzaddikim who are killed, and those who are killed by the kingship. Chazal say, just like Paradum is mechaperes, Av Misasin shel tzaddikim mechaperes. So this is going to bring a kapara, and obviously bring life to the world. So Yosef is here to bring life, and that comes from Yeravan, whose point of weakness of the Agalim was his point of strength. And from the psoles of this Mida Kedosha, Yeravam made the Agolim, because it's connected. V'rak Mashiach ben David, only Mashiach ben David, who is legamrei dovuk, in the middle kav of Torah, without any netiyah, without going veering to either side, he has that perfect balance between Yira and Chesed. About him the pasuk says, Chayim sha'al mimcho nasat alo. Life he asked from you, you gave it to him. That's Tehillim 21:5. And Chazal say, Sota 52a, so we talk about Mashiach ben Yosef, etc. Shekevin Shira Mashiach ben Yosef, Shenera Gamalafan of Rabbanu Shalom, Eni Mavakish Mucha Lechaim. In other words, Mashiach ben Yosef says that he saw he's going to be killed. So he says, God, I only ask for you life, that he can be Mechaper al Bnei Yisrael Bechaim Chiyusai, that he could be Mechaper for Bnei Yisrael in his life. That was what he asked, but this was only given to Mashiach ben David, who wasn't killed. Because he is legamrei dovuk b'kav ha'emtzai, b'kav ha'torah. So again, says Rabbeinu, v'lekach na'asa gam ken al-dei rav m'shua yabot sharoch Mashiach ben Yosef, she'etzi b'zara me'avia, she'haya mu'utad leharig v'rak Mashiach ben David, nem rachayim she'al mimcha, nasata lo. To make a modification, because I made a mistake, it was David who asked. The Kevin Shira, Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag, wasn't Mashiach ben Yosef, it was David. And David said, Eini bevakish mucha l'chaim, Mashiach ben David. And then Hashem said, Achaim at shalom artik varasnabe alecha David avicha. David, your grandfather, this is Mashiach ben David speaking. He already was misnabe, that life you asked. He asked life of you, you gave it to him. So therefore, this is not Mashiach ben Yosef asking, it's David asking, and Mashiach ben David, and they were given life because they are completely dovek to life. Mashiach ben Yosef, who had to die, who had to make a kapar. So excuse that that error. So the misa that was nigremis micheta egel is considered tzoas ha'egel, that is the feces of the egel. And nevertheless, the Torah says, Tavo ha'parashi ha'em, v'tekanechas tzoyas bina. In other words, through the bittul and sreifa of the para, shehi ha'em, the mother of the egel, and in the upara hi ha'em, bina shebelev, so here he brings the Zohar, that ima is a kinoi when it says the mother of the calf. So ima is a term used for bina, which is belev. Hamoledes zeh ritzon olam shel kol min Hashem yisbaruch menu yatzah kol ayidei zehu kinuach oisei tzayah. So we're talking about this is a remez to the bina, to the machshava, that is molid, this koach, that engenders this power of yira. Ritzonam l'rames, what Chazal wanted to tell us is that everything comes from Hashem. Everything comes out of Hashem. Even the Shoresh Hamisa comes out of the Torah. Ayidei zehu kinuach oso tzoa. And then we're mevatel that. That's the cleaning up of that tzoa of Avodah Zarah, which is a koach that's nifrad mei Hashem yisbarach chas v'shalom. That's the tzoa, that's the psolas, that's the filth that comes out. Everything that Moshe always says, said that, and that's poresh min hachayim, that separates from life, is a bad smell. And that's tzoa. Separates from life, it's a bad smell. That's also you have a fruit separate from the ground, eventually it rots, it has a bad smell. So tzoa is separating from life, it has a bad smell. Shechva zera, separating from life, a bad smell. So Torah is bringing to the tchiyah. In other words, you have this proper machshava, knowing that everything comes out from Hashem, and that's the shoresh, that's the bina, that's the ima, that is the machshava shebelev, and that is going to clean up that tzoa, that death, and bring to life, because the source of life is in the Torah. And that's why the paro, which is the aim, which is the machshava, the bina, that is a tikkun for the egel. So at the root, again, of the cheda egel, which is a lack of yira, comes the proper yira, and then there is no longer a need for death. So that is os ayin. Bezrat Hashem, we have so much more to say, and we will, please God, continue next time. And just one to add one shtickle, there's an important, the Pri Tzadik, Chanukah Otz Yud Gimel, where he explains this idea to know that everything comes out from the Torah, and you have to realize that it comes from the Torah. It's all part of the Machshava of Hashem, that even this death came from the Torah, even the Cheda Egel, and then obviously eventually it's Tikkun. He writes, that's what Tshuva Me'ava is, to get to the root and to see that it's all part of God's will. Hashem Yisbarach Kamo Shamru, and then Hashem will be mevarah this, like it says, "Im yuchatechem kashanam b'shelag yalbinu, im yuchatechem kashanam alalo shesturus ubot v'sheis mei b'reis v'ar achshav, v'ayna shekeni am asidu mayim b'reis v'reis machshav al derech zesh yata baskal b'yehuda, menu yata dvarim kvushim, v'az k'shelag yalbinu." In other words, this beautiful idea, which is based on Chazal. Chazal say, "Im yuchatechem," if your sins are like kishanam, which really means like scarlet, but also mean like years. If they're like years that are placed before me in advance, if your sins are like those years, then it'll become white like snow. In other words, you realize that all the sins were already there from Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it was all part of God's greater plan, and you appreciate that, and you love God for it. You realize it all came from Him. Obviously, you don't say that l'chatchila, but after the fact, you realize that it was all from God. So that is going to bring to Kashelag Yalbinu, and that's what it says about Yehuda, that Abbas Kol came out and said, Tzadka mimenu mimeni yotzit v'ram kushim. In other words, it came from Hashem. Hashem, the Baskel came out that this Maisa with Yehuda was also from Hashem. And then Kashelag Yalbinu, V'sashlich Mitzvah Siyam Kol Chatosam, we throw in the sea all of our sins. Rak Kashelag Yalbinu, Kashelag Shukas Shuyos. It's going to be white like snow, like Shuyos. So that's Tshuva Me'ava, that's Tonus becomes Shuyos. So that's what a person has to realize, according to the world of Ishbitz and Reb Tzadik, that even our sins are from the Rabbanu Shalom. It's all part of his plan, and Tshuva Me'av is appreciating that and realizing that and loving God and getting really to the source of everything. So the source of the Cheder Egel was the Torah, and then you get back to the Torah, and the mother, Bechinas Bina, the Para, is going to clean that up, is going to clean up that psoles and purify us and purify us from the tomb of death, which came about from the from this Egel. So remember, the Yisod HaDavar is that all of our chesronos come from, are really the root of our tikkun. Look at, don't avoid your chesaron. Look at your chesaron and find the tikkun within that chesaron, which is an amazing, beautiful, inspiring idea. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue next time. Shalom, shalom. Belina, that will continue. Shalom, shalom.